let's talk about Mingo. He's been like the mystery guy here now for 2 years now.
No doubt.
What do you do to get more out of him?
To be honest, I'm just really excited to see what he looks like when he's 100%. He got hurt on the second play of the season last year, and to his credit, he played through the entire year. I think he only missed the one game and did a great job for us. I think it showed really good character and toughness on his part. But I, as his position coach, haven't seen him at full speed, so I really don't even know what to expect. I was excited by what we did see last year in the training camp and in the preseason games, but that still doesn't compare directly to what you see during the regular season. So I'm excited to see what we're gonna get out of.
So I hear you say that. What can you expect, or what are you hoping for?
Again, it's somewhat unknown. I think he's got tremendous athleticism, and he creates some identification issues and some mismatches in certain areas for an offense. So he's a guy that, you know, can create some positive defensive plays, but without knowing exactly how he's going to perform at 100% of health, that's still unknown.
What about Armani Bryant? How is he integrating? Because I know they're talking about him being a hybrid. How much are you working with him? What have you seen?
We're focusing with him on outside linebacker specific technique stuff. He still meets with Weave and is spending a lot of the majority of his time there with the D-line, but he's another guy. Again, we've carved out this role that we want to see if he can fill. But without him being out there 100%, it's still somewhat unknown. That's something, again, I'm excited to see in training camp from him when he's out there with us.
Are there other players that have had that role in other defenses you guys have been involved in?
It's really hard to compare because the roles players take on are somewhat based on the other players on the team. So, you know, without having that full unit to kind of pick and choose who's going to do what, that's a hard comparison to make.
Can you comment on the relationship between Paul Kruger and Nate Orchard?
Yeah, they obviously know each other, the two Utes, you know, whatever that means. They have a little bit of a history, and Paul does a great job of mentoring all the young guys. It's not just Nate. Obviously, there's a kinship there because they're from the same area, but, you know, Paul's been a really great mentor to all the young guys and helping them along the way.
What does he do specifically that stands out?
He just tries to share with them some of his experiences, you know, some of the things that he went through as a rookie and as a young player and making the jump from college to the NFL and tries to shorten their learning curve. Like I said, every rookie has a learning curve, and Paul's doing everything he can to help those guys shorten theirs.
How was he so good last year? I mean, it was clearly a career year. Just less coverage, obviously, more attacking, but...
Yeah, I mean, again, I was really pleased with the production that Paul had, but I can't comment on why he improved so much from the year before because I wasn't here working with him and it was a completely different system. So moving forward, I mean, he and I both have talked about building on the goals and things that we set for him last year, and hopefully, you know, he'll be in a position to improve.
Of all the players on your team, who do you think plays most like Matthew Dellavedova of on your like squad?
That's hard to say. Hopefully, when we get this thing rolling, we got 11 guys on defense that all play like him.
Who else is there? Undrafted guys in your room at all?
Yeah, the one undrafted guy we have right now is Mike Riley out of William & Mary, and he's another guy. He actually joined us late. He's the guy that we had in rookie minicamp and weren't able to bring on right away. Joined us, I think, 2 or 3 weeks later. So he's had to absorb a lot in a short amount of time, and he's done a really good job.
What's going on with Kruger's hair? You guys give him crap for that in the room?
Not too much, man. I like, you know, it looks good coming out of the back of his helmet. You got to ask him about what's going on with it, though.
Who do you think has been the most standout player for you in OTA so far?
It's hard to pick one. Really, as a position group, they've made a lot of strides. I'm really pleased with where Paul is. You know, there's always the concern that someone coming off a year where they have career numbers and production is going to have a little bit of a letdown or, you know, have a little bit of a hangover, so to speak. And he came out and really attacked the offseason. So I'm really proud of the development he's made so far. And then all the other guys. You got a bunch of other guys who are getting reps right now who are really unproven and hadn't given us a lot of playing time, and they're all really improving. I mean, I couldn't be more happy with the way the position group as a whole has improved over the last 7 weeks. I guess 7.5 weeks it is.